Welcome to the We Raise the Stars and Stripes Over Japan podcast. This is Mark Steven Schwartz. It is both an honor and a privilege for me to read the diaries of Allied and American civilian prisoners of war interned in and around Kobe, Japan during the Great Pacific War, World War II. This is episode number 16. We start back up.
March 5th, 1942, Harold Brinckerhoff. Nothing of consequence. Elzada, I've been thinking a lot of you today. I thought that 2 months from today, May 5th, it'll be 14 years since we embarked on the Sea of Matrimony.
My goal is
I can hardly wait for the day we are aboard our ketch sailing on the deep blue sea for the tropics. My mind is made up. I only hope my wishes will be yours. I'm sure the lure of the tropics will be upon you also. We're a long way from San Diego. Here are the distances I have traveled since leaving San Diego. To Wilmington, 120 miles. To Honolulu, 2,228. To Midway, 1,304. To Wake, 1,182. To Guam, 1,505. To Kobe, 1,500. So 7,839 nautical miles, or 8,818.87 land miles. I'm wondering how many more I will travel before I see San Diego again. We probably will go home by way of Europe or the west coast of South America to let off South American diplomats. It's been 6 months since I left you, my family, on the dock at Wilmington. Roy Henning, taken to the hospital by the police together with five other men. Nice streetcar ride, feeling all okay now, given some medicine by the doctor. Don Wallace, five men taken to the hospital, symptoms, food poisoning. Nothing serious. We've been eating whale blubber and seaweed. Everyone hungry all the time. Bryant Sterling. Built a wooden bench vise and finished the key. The key works fine. It rained all day, no chance to go out. Have set up my workshop on the back porch, second floor. So well sheltered and gives me chance to watch traffic outside. Also can watch when grub comes in as it's brought in on a two-wheel cart past the porch. March 6, 1942. Harold Brinckerhoff. There are several news items in today's paper about exchange of diplomats and nationals. It says Argentine ships are leaving with Axis diplomats and nationals for East Africa and Lisbon. We are very encouraged. During our exercise period, a Japanese man came up and engaged me in conversation. He had graduated from a New York high school. He spoke very good English. He said he was sure we would be included in this exchange. He wanted to know how we had been treated. I told him we had been treated courteously, but we could use some clothes and food. Doc McNulty was out today. He got some peanut butter. He gave me a taste. It was really good. I never ate much peanut butter at home, but here it is a luxury. We should all be more appreciative when we get home. Charles F. Gregg. Item in today's paper to the effect that an agreement in principle has been reached to exchange U.S. and Nippon diplomats. It further stated that an agreement in principle had been reached to exchange the nationals, but that further concrete details of the exchange were yet to be agreed upon. We hope an agreement can be reached and consummated soon, we hope. We were able to buy through outside source some peanut butter, 1.80 yen for about a quart. It will last for 3 days if each of us thinly spreads some over one slice of bread a day. Batavia taken today, and U.S. and Australia gave protection to New Caledonia. Roy Henning. Weather much warmer now, overcast sky and rainy. Can go out without an overcoat now. Copied the Missouri Waltz music and started practicing. Started reading Kidnap by Robert Louis Stevenson, talked about photography with Bob Aitken between times. Bryant Sterling. Good news today. Newspaper tells that arrangements are being made to exchange the nationals as well as diplomats. This is the first time they have mentioned nationals, although we had definite news that the diplomats were to go back sometime in May. Certainly it cheered the boys up. Breakfast was very skimpy today. 2 tablespoons of scrambled egg, 2 thin slices of bread, cup of coffee. Bill looked comical, big man as he is, sitting down to a breakfast like that. However, lunch and supper made up for the breakfast. For lunch, had the best fish so far. Have adopted a policy of saving 1 slice of bread from breakfast and 1 from lunch to eat at supper. This would give me 4 slices for supper. I'll try to make at least 3 sandwiches. This will give me a fair chance to go to bed with a full stomach. I bought a hack blade today from the Finn. It cost 20. Very valuable tool to my meager kit. Also ordered a knife like I bought in Japan in 1936. I played ball today and hit a home run. However, I'm very poor as the average. Did big washing and took a bath. March 7th, 1942, Harold Brinkerhoff. The mornings are warm and we don't mind getting out of bed. Brunton and I are going to work some problems in navigation today. It has rained for the past 3 days. Charles F. Gregg. Still studying Spanish. Playing chess and reading Outline of History. Played ball in the park once in a while, but walk in the park area almost daily, except Saturday and Sunday. Conversation is mainly, 1, when will we go home or how the exchange may be made? 2, food or lack of it and what we will eat when we can get it. 3, greediness or selfishness of individuals as brought out by our present enforced mode of living. Bryant Sterling. Weather is very warm and balmy last few days, but changed to an exceedingly cold wind today. Have to tuck in good tonight. I made a key for Pleitner today and built a partition in the trunk. Also hung up last night's wash. Cut teeth in the saw, made 10-point cut out of it. March 8th, 1942. Roy Henning. Sunday afternoon saw a rugby game in the park. Very chilly and strong wind. Harold Brinkerhoff. The war is 3 months old. I wonder how many more it will be before it is ended. We read in the paper that the Americans have taken over New Caledonia and also bombed an island we think must be Marcus Island. It is about 1,000 miles north of Guam. I'm quite surprised at the actions of our men. Most of them are courteous to one another, excusing themselves when walking in front of one another. Within their groups, good mornings and good nights are given, and sharing of food is practiced quite extensively. There's still some petty thievery going on. Dire punishment has been promised to the miscreants if caught. Charles F. Gregg. Item in Sunday paper gives a recap of the U.S. naval vessels destroyed since the outbreak of the war. 140 is the grand total sunk to date. Also, item of 1,600 American diplomats and nationals in Shanghai that were filling out blanks for return to U.S., an agreement for this exchange having been reached through the office of the Swiss ambassador. No time of the exchange has been set. No real definite statement that all contingencies of exchange were fixed. Bryant Sterling. Just read an article in the paper stating that there are 1,600 Americans stranded in Shanghai who may have requested to apply for passage home. This may or may not have a bearing on our case, but it does show that our government, at least, has the Far Eastern situation in mind. Imagine when the Americans go back, we'll all go on the same boat. Very cold out today, but stayed on the back porch long enough to rebuild my Guam wood saw and put a handle on my hacksaw. Had quite a surprise for breakfast. Half an apple with our fish. First apple so far here. At lunch, they actually gave us a dessert for the first time. A cream puff pastry shell the size of a plum with a red dish stuffed inside, very sweet and good. Still saving a slice of bread each from breakfast and lunch and having them with my supper. Octopus tonight. March 9th, 1942. Harold Brinkerhoff. A new week. The last passed quickly. Brunton and I are busy with boat plans and cabin arrangements. We are studying navigation and are anxious for some actual application. Prospects for an exchange look better every day. The Swiss consul seems to be quite a live wire. We have nothing definite. Arrangements have been made for American and Allied nationals of Shanghai to be exchanged. It's reasonable to expect we will be included and leave at the same time. The afternoon paper had a lengthy article about the exchange. It's not a definite statement of those involved. It does show something is being done. Unless we go with the diplomats, I don't think we will leave until the end of the war. Bryant Sterling. Today was cleanup day for our group every Monday. Art and I have a toilet to clean up together and also have to help sweep up the dining rooms after each meal. On top of this, we had an extra cleanup due to the expected arrival of the new Kobe police chief, who never came after we waited all afternoon for him. Had a good meal tonight. Made 3 sandwiches out of my grub. 1 sandwich of whale meat dipped in batter, another fish and macaroni, while the third was sliced tangerine with salt sprinkled on top. Fish comes as regular as the sun. Wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't that so much of it is slightly tetched. Received my big overgrown pocket knife from the Finn. Didn't like it at first, but delighted with it after testing the steel and the way it is performed. March 10th, 1942. Harold Brinkerhoff. 3 months since I became a prisoner. I hope it doesn't last another 3 months. There's a repetition of the article on exchange. There's an article saying Honolulu was bombed again on March 4th and severe damage done. Java has fallen and surrendered unconditionally. Roy Henning. Temperature way up, out in the park in just a jacket. German kids playing soccer and Japanese soldiers playing baseball. Did some running for exercise. Have been spending an hour a day on mathematics, reviewing and working on problems. Brian Sterling. The new Kobe police chief came today at noon while we were eating. We all came to attention as he entered the door. He stared at us for 5 minutes while we stared back. Took a couple of turns around the room and then walked out. Had poor grub today. Hope he wasn't the cause of it. Spent the afternoon working on a pair of sandals. Talked with a Finn quite a while about labor conditions in his country and mine. That is, if I have a country. One of my sandwiches tonight was made up of rotten fish and seaweed that looked like spaghetti, only green in color. Boy, oh boy, it was a dilly. I pray every night I'll live long enough to see pork chops, mashed spuds and gravy with hot cakes and log cabin syrup for breakfast. March 11th, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Nothing of marked importance until today when the fall of Java was given big play in the papers. A capitulation of loot captured by Japanese listed 11 U.S. naval vessels as having been sunk in taking Guam. A piece also appeared in the paper about exchange of diplomats, Red Cross, press representatives, etc., but it did not include us. It is articles such as these that undermine one's morale. All men become irritable and caustic. Rangoon has fallen, and Burma Road thus closed. Port Moresby bombed for the 10th time this month. Paper says Hull and Knox may resign and also Chamberlain. U.S. sending a fleet to the Red Sea area, and France sold Dunkirk, etc. to the Reich as payment of army of occupation. Australian frantic pleas for American assistance which there is no hope of securing. Indian Ocean soon expected to be controlled by Japan. The Swiss consul called at house today with the police permission. Expects number one to have funds for us within a week. Number two, underwear and clothes also expected. Number three, permission for the Swiss to devote whole time as purchasing agent to secure fruit, soap, etc. for internees requested. Four, diplomats expect to leave for U.S. sometime in May. Five, possibilities still exist that nationals may leave about the same time or shortly thereafter. At any rate, it is reasonable to hope for an exchange before the summer is over. We surely hope and pray it will be. Perhaps the Padres will go to Kyoto. No chance for the Guamites to return. Record transcriptions possibly altered. Harold Brinkerhoff. It's a nice day. We spent 2 hours in the park yesterday afternoon. The paper reports the results of the taking of Guam. A number of large guns, 24 machine guns, 813 rifles, 140 cars, 11 ships sunk, 643 prisoners. On Guam, there were 2 salute guns that had not been fired for some time, and 6 machine guns. Rifles? The Penguin and 2 YP boats were sunk. The number of cars could be correct. Prisoners must include the natives. The Swiss consul was here to see us today. He said a request had been sent to Tokyo for funds for us, and some benevolent society had collected some clothes for us. He is expecting some good news about the exchange in the next several days. Several of the men were playing Mahjong, and the Jap guards made them stop. I guess it's racial animosity. Roy Henning. Very interesting evening. Had a talk on Holly carburetors from Grant Wells. We talked yachting and astronomy. We'll have a welding talk soon. The Swiss consulate visited and said funds will be given to us and that prospects for going home look good, maybe in May. Brian Sterling. Swiss consul came today with very encouraging news. Said we would go home sooner than we expected and that he was also trying to get funds for us. I didn't see him myself as most of my time was spent outside building sandals, but from the other fellows, I learned that the consul was a man of about 35 years, nice appearing, and seemed to be a go-getter. Ordered a can of fruit from the Finn today. Will cost me about $75. However, I don't consider this too much of an extravagance, as I plan on saving it for my birthday next month. My object is getting it so early is to make sure of it, as the stores are running very low on this commodity. Also plan on saving my bread up for one day, which will give me 6 or 8 slices to go with the fruit. Sandals coming along fine. Had a swell sandwich a couple days ago that I don't want to forget. Many fellows said they'd never want to see a sandwich again after leaving this place, but not me, because I've learned something here that I've never appreciated before, and that's how good a toasted sandwich can be. Well, here it is. Soft boil an egg so that it is very runny. Mix it up with chopped fish or cooked chopped meat. Season well. Spread on medium sliced bread. Place the slice on top of this to form a sandwich. Oh yes, butter both pieces of bread well, then toast both slices on toaster or over coals. March 12, 1942, Harold Brinkerhoff. It is my group's cleaning day. The time is passing rapidly, especially since it is warmed up and we can go to the park. We played a little ball this morning, but had too much competition. There were 2 Jap ball teams and 2 soccer teams there. Hansen was telling me about the mantis shrimp in Guam and how good they are. I didn't get any, but will when I get back there. We had sea slugs for dinner. Several men at other tables didn't eat theirs. I don't pass up anything. We're liable to get far worse before we leave here. I'm practicing semaphore signaling. Bryant Sterling. Today was one of those interesting days that kept me on the hop from morning to night. Spent the forenoon with Pleitner, the fellow I made the key for, who who started to teach me how to braid and strand leather watch chains. This is something I always wanted to learn. Pleitner says he has earned as much as $10 a day making and selling these. Gets the leather at the Salvation Army out of old purses. Our lesson was broken up at 10 a.m. by going to the park. It was a fine sunny day. Best yet. While walking along the edge of the park, I noticed several small food stands in a row along the edge of the street. Decided to see what I could find in one of these, although this is strictly forbidden. The stands are merely shacks about 8 foot square, with canvas curtains and a few glass showcases in front, which contain rice cakes and various forms of pastry. The one I entered was run by two women. I noticed a red jelly-like substance in the showcase along with some stuff that looked like fried mush. Bought a little of this, and by that time, I was slipped outside. Found several Japanese drinking soup out of a small bowl. Ordered one of these, which turned out to be very sweet bean soup, which had a piece of fried mush in the bottom of the bowl. Had a little scare getting back to the park, as one of the police seemed to be watching the stands, but made it okay. That afternoon, I went back, this time with Pleitner. We stopped at a different stand. This time, I had a good cup of coffee and two cakes. Coffee was sweet and plenty hot. From here, we went to the stand I'd been to this morning and I bought two more sticks of red jelly and 10 or 12 slices of mush. Had another dish of bean soup. The woman put an extra teaspoon of sugar in it, which is a real delicacy here. Pleitner bought jelly, mush, and soup also. Was well pleased. Made it back to the park okay, and spent the rest of the day making braid. I received a can of peaches from Finn. Cost 70 cents for one can. We'll save for April 8th. March 13th, 1942. Roy Henning. I finished navigation from the encyclopedia. Last night had a good discussion of moon and its phases with Brunton. Our baseball team wins the league championship. Harold Brinkerhoff. Another Friday the 13th. I found a four-leaf clover in the park. We had fish eggs for breakfast. They were good. There are a lot of things I've never tasted that are good, I'm finding out. We absorbed a lot of good sunshine today. Kobe is situated on the inland sea. To the north, about a mile distant, is a line of mountains. There's always a haze of coal smoke hanging above them. The steel and manufacturing plants are near the water. The smoke is blown towards the mountains by the sea breeze. We're about a half mile from the docks, and are all surrounded by 4- and 5-story warehouses. All the buildings have a dingy look from the coal smoke. Bryant Sterling. Wonderful weather now, warm and balmy, plenty of sunshine. Spent the morning sewing straps on the sandals. I made two buttons out of the hotel room tog. This morning, I had fish plus fish roe that was pickled pink. The stuff was so spicy and salty that Bill or Tiny couldn't eat theirs, so they gave theirs to me. Made a sandwich out of it. Wasn't bad, as the bread helped kill the salty taste. Believe me, there isn't much I'd turn down anymore. Bill gives me his fish every once in a while. Had swell fish for supper tonight, though. Speaking of fish, had some sea slug the other night that was the payoff. Made a sandwich out of it before I tasted the stuff. Really did ruin a fine slice of bread. Most of the fellas couldn't eat theirs at all. Went to the park this afternoon with Pleitner. Had two fine cups of coffee and 4 hunks of Japanese jelly cake. Also bought 3 more sticks of red jelly. Sold one to Bill. Coming back from the stand, I ran smack dab into the head of our police guard. I did a flip, but kept a straight face. He didn't say anything, although we climbed right over the wall in front of him. Oh, God, this is great. March 14th, 1942, Roy Henning. 2 hours on arithmetics. I got the book if you want to get ahead. It's good stuff. Harold Brinkerhoff. Today was uneventful. Today we've had a variety of meats and fish. Horse, whale, shark, squid, octopus, tuna, salmon, roe, and many fish I don't know the names of. Today is bath day. I bathed, shaved, and washed my clothes. I'm getting used to the food. I could do with a lot more, but if I don't exercise, I don't feel too hungry. I only have a bowel movement every 4 to 6 days, but I feel okay. Brian Sterling. Rained all day. No chance to go out. Finally finished my sandals and discovered that an ankle strap won't work with a stiff wooden sole, so took them off and now have regular Japanese clip-clops. Very useful when getting up at night. Discovered another swell sandwich, jelly and sliced tangerines between two buttered pieces of bread with salt and then toasted over coals. My toaster is really a knockout for this, but I can't help thinking of Ed's hotcake iron that we neglected to use for toasted sandwiches. From now on, a toasted sandwich to me has them all beat. I wash my pants, shirt, towel, and shaved. I wash days are Wednesdays and Saturdays now. Cooked all of my rice cakes this morning in case they stopped the fires. Had enough for a couple of days. Damned if I didn't eat them all at once with Bill. March 15th, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Have frequent days of rain, and today is one of them. The weather is appreciably warmer since it started to rain, and the men have started to sleep in their skin rather than in their clothes. My cold has been cured for over a week now, and all the men are in better health. The big point of discussion is still food. During the entire period we have been here, the men have been concentrating on trying to get a supplementary food source. Through the kitchen help and various others, they have been buying ketchup, a type of A1 sauce, canned peaches, type of plum jam cured in salt, not sugar, etc. We, the Pan Am group, have bought some sauce and tomato ketchup. We're most fortunate and bought some peanut butter, a great luxury, and believe it or not, and in spite of strict rations of all foods, especially sugar and bread, we purchased a 3-pound loaf of bread and 1 pound of sugar, 1/4 pound of real creamery butter. The one thing we had to be sure of was that the food was not sold to us from our own ration. That took time for that thing may be occurring. The Pan Am group are trying to give one another an insight into their profession by giving talks and making drawings of work which they know, such as aircraft engines, radio, etc. Perhaps later on meteorology. Church service on Sunday by Bill Young of PNAB. Roy Henning. 2-hour algebra with instructions from Everett Penning. Sunday, no exercise, lots of good studying. No chance for music today. Penning's birthday is today, 25 years old. Grant gave fine talk on high dramatic full feathering propellers. Harold Brinkerhoff. Time passes fast. Here it is, the middle of the month. It rained very hard yesterday and most of the night. Thievery has come to a standstill. No thefts reported for several days. Here is a good remedy for athlete's foot. Many have it. 10% solution of salicylic acid and tincture of benzoin. Brunton and I have talked to Coiba Island off Panama if we can't get back to Guam right away. Shark are plentiful there. The main industry is pearl diving. We're getting very anxious to embark on our venture. 6 months today since I arrived in Guam. We had some ground-up seaweed for dinner. Most of the fellows didn't like it. It wasn't very appetizing, but I ate it.
And this concludes episode 16 of We Raise the Stars and Stripes Over Japan. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.